Kanaka Muriebwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the way forward for Zimbabwe, with the main opposition continuing not to acknowledge Zimbabwean leader Emmerson Mnangagwa as a legitimate president and calling for fresh elections. But before we delve deep into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is ready to send more military aid to Israel. Austin said this at a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israel.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake, the United States will make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself. And Israel has a right to protect its people. This is a time for resolve and not revenge, for purpose and not panic, and for security and not surrender. We will remain in close contact with our valued partners across the region, and security assistance from the Department of Defense is already rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Syria has accused Israel of carrying out missile strikes on airports in Damascus and Aleppo Thursday. News of strikes came as there are growing fears that the conflict between Israel and Hamas following the militant group's cross-border attack on Saturday could spiral into a regional war in the Middle East. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Israel has mobilized up to 360,000 reservists following the attack by Hamas militants. Hundreds of tanks have been positioned at the border with the Gaza Strip. A ground invasion appears imminent. Iran is a major supporter of Hamas, and there are fears that the attack could spiral into a broader conflict in the region.
If Israel is going to mount a ground invasion of Gaza, I think there is real concern that these other groups that have gotten Iranian support and that share Iran's goals and share Iran's animosity toward Israel, that they might get involved as well.
That includes Hezbollah, a powerful militant group based in Lebanon and backed by Iran. Israeli forces have exchanged sporadic rocket fire with Hezbollah fighters in recent days. Syria said Thursday that Israeli missiles had targeted airports in Damascus and Aleppo, damaging their runways. Israel did not comment, but has previously accused Syria of facilitating arms shipments from Iran to militant groups in the region. In the wake of the Hamas attack, Israeli politicians, riven by bitter internal divisions, have formed a unity government. That may give pause to the country's foes, says former U.S. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross.
I don't rule out the possibility there'll be an all-out war, although Hezbollah was counting on divisions in Israel, and I think they've seen what they were thinking about Israel in terms of divisions is no longer the case. So that may also temper their interest in all-out war. And as I said, Iran may have an interest in keeping Hezbollah in reserve in the event that they think they may be attacked.
Israel could seek to expand its strikes against Iran's allies and proxies beyond Gaza.
There's always the potential for Israel to strike elsewhere, of course, not just Lebanon, which would invoke a third Lebanon war, but potentially the widening of what is already underway between Israel and Iran indirectly, which is the war between the wars, the cyber element, the maritime element.
But Israel is unlikely to attack Iran directly, says analyst Lina Khatib.
Because this would already stretch
resources that this war have shown to be stretched in Israel at the level of intelligence, for example.
Meanwhile, the United States has sent an aircraft carrier fleet to the region. President Joe Biden said it was a warning to Iran that they should, in his words, be careful. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
And Hamas calls for solidarity events worldwide raises safety concerns for Jews worldwide. From Washington State, Natasha Mozgovaya is on a U.S. campus where tensions were very visible.
Calls by Hamas for diaspora Palestinians to show solidarity with their fight raised alarm in Jewish communities worldwide. Some Jewish activists voiced concerns about a rally in Seattle in support of Palestinians' right to resistance. The event flyer showed a parachute glider, one of the means by which Hamas crossed into Israel from Gaza.
They want our people dead! They want us killed!
It's scary. I don't feel safe. I mean, you can listen to what they're saying.
I hear people's pain, right? I really, really do. But a lot of people here are here for their Instagram stories, and there's people's lives over there at stake.
A few Jewish activists tried to challenge rally participants.
Will you condemn Hamas as a
terrorist organization? No.
Ari Hoffman, president of Bikur Cholim Machzikei Hadat, a local Orthodox synagogue, told VOA he decided to see how bad is the situation for the American Jews.
I look around at what's going on here, and I think about my relatives that didn't survive Nazi Germany. What time did they not realize it was time to get out? And I'm looking around at an American university where you literally have people who are wearing the colors of terrorists who cut the heads off babies, burned them, who went into houses and burned people alive.
Some of the students who participated in the rally covered their faces with masks. Others asked not to share their names.
We support the Palestinian resistance, and we're always with them, and we have to show our support. This is our role in helping them free themselves.
Barghouti, one of the rally organizers, told VOA how she sees the Hamas attacks.
Last week was the first time that Gazans have actually been able to see the rest of their Palestinian land. They broke out of their own, out of prison that has been imposed on them by a 16-year block air, sea, and land blockade by the Israeli military forces.
She added the rally is not about Hamas, but Palestinians fight against years of oppression.
I am not here to reassure any Zionists or Israelis who believe in the erasure and settler colonization of Palestinians and Palestinian lands.
Hoffman says he takes the rally speaker's rhetoric seriously.
Our synagogue has doubled security along with most of the other synagogues in the country, not just here in Washington. And everybody knows that this is different because we see that there are people here who are agreeing with the terrorists and openly out there wearing their colors and agreeing with them.
During a town hall at the University of Washington, President Anna Marie Krause held a minute of silence Thursday for the victims of the Hamas attack.
We can have debates about, the situation in Palestine for the last 75 years, but there is no question that these Hamas attacks on civilians were absolutely reprehensible. If you've watched on TV the nature of the attacks, they absolutely make your blood curl. And no one should be celebrating these atrocities.
Kausa stressed that the university focuses on healing for all students traumatized by the recent escalation of violence. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden met at the White House leaders of prominent U.S. Jewish groups, acknowledging their safety concerns.
We worry about kids being targeted in school, about going about their daily lives. Are you hurt by the downplaying of Hamas's atrocities and blaming Israel? This is unconscionable.
On Wednesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the administration is working closely with state and local authorities to identify and thwart potential threats. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle, Washington.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, We lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Going back to our main topic on Zimbabwe and the way forward, the final report of the SADC Election Observation Mission on the Zimbabwean elections is out. The report that was signed last month by SADC Troika Chairman President Hakainde Hichilema of Zambia says the country's parties that have grievances must go through the legal route to ensure that all legal channels are exhausted and the disputes are settled domestically. Where does this mean for Zimbabwe? And to discuss the way forward for Zimbabwe, we are joined via Skype by Irene Munyeziwa of Foraz Opposition Party. And we also have Masimba Mavaz of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora of Triple C. Welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Zimbabwe.
I'll start off with the lady, Ms. Munyeziwa. What do you think is the way forward for Zimbabwe, looking at what we've seen coming out from SADC?
The way forward for Zimbabwe, I think, is collaboration. As well, that issue of dialogue not being put on the table is still remaining as a way that is hindering progress in Zimbabwe. So that common framework of sitting down together and restructuring what we need to see for Zimbabwe is actually the way forward. I think we need to come up with new institutes or new... Where I'm referring to is the issue of POLAD. I think once you mention POLAD, you know, to any opposition party, you know, that just raises the guards up. So what we need to see is a common ground whereby we come up, you know, with a new dialogue system framework that all parties, you know, can come together for the benefit of our country, especially our economy. It is actually dwindling beyond, you know, what we can imagine. So I think it is up to us as Zimbabweans to come together and put economics first and then politics second.
I'll come over to you, Mr. Jokora. We've seen what is coming out of SADC. What is the way forward now for your party? You were hinging on this report.
I totally agree with what my sister there was saying, that it's time for Zimbabweans to find each other, to come together and dialogue. And I think that was what President Chamisa was saying in the press conference that he had 2 days ago. He was, I think he mentioned the word dialogue about 7-8 times in his address. Now, which means, as we have always said, President Chamisa, Triple C, the citizens, we are ready to talk. We are ready to go on the table and discuss the issue of Zimbabwe to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better livelihood. When we are fighting, Zimbabweans will be the ones that will be suffering. When we are arguing as politicians, when we are battling each other as politicians, the person on the ground, the ordinary citizen, is the one who is on the receiving end. And I think President Chamisa made that very clear, that all we have been asking for, all we have been talking about is for us to sit down and talk. We said we don't want war. We want dialogue. And you also say that it's better for people to find each other than for us to find each other in the bush, killing each other. Because after killing each other, you are still going to come back to the negotiating table and discuss and dialogue. So why kill each other first when you can sit down and discuss and ensure that Zimbabwe, you know, is a better country than it is now?
Let me come over to you, Mr. Mavas of ZANU-PF. So is ZANU-PF open to have a discussion with CCC?
ZANU-PF has always been open to surprised and utterly amazed at the turnaround of the events, especially the Drokoras and the Tamisas, who are now advocating for a dialogue, because they had believed all along they were misleading Zimbabweans that SADC is going to act. You remember Drokora here was talking at Kupafuru, talking about the going to re-election. We have always said that when elections are done, they are done and dusted. If there any people were supposed to make a complaint to ZEC within 14 days, they didn't. And furthermore, they were supposed to have taken the matter to court. They did not. So now they see that they have actually spoiled their own game. They now want to talk about negotiations. Yes, we do. We have created what is called Poland for all the leaders of political parties to come in. I don't know why Dokora and Chamisa think that CCC is very special. It must have its own terms of discussions. We discuss for the purpose of Zimbabwe. We discuss for the sake of our nation. It's not a matter of ego. It's not a matter of pride. It's the best interest of each and every Zimbabwean, not the ego of Chamisa and his party. Actually, for now, we don't know whether Chamisa is still the leader of CCC or he leads a faction in CCC, because CCC is now breaking into pieces, into CCCs. Now, we don't know which one is the party we should speak to. Until they put their house in order, it will be very difficult to go into negotiations with non-existent party. We don't know exactly what's going on. They have no other way. We have been saying it all along, Marv. And Zimbabweans would agree with me that we have been saying all along that a party without a constitution is creating problems for itself and for democracy. Now, Chamisa and Drokora cannot stand up and say they were not fired by Chabangu, whoever fired them, because there is no law on how they should be fired. So it's adatora, the way they've done it. In other words, we don't have discussions to make. We are not going to negotiate with people who are divisive. We are only going to negotiate with people.
Thank you there. I'll come to you, Mr. Munyeziwa. You're hearing what Mr. Mavas of ZANU-PF is saying. What's your take?
Certainly. Obviously, a house that is divided cannot stand. So in that regard, I think when it comes to the main opposition party, CCC, I think they've got to put their house in order. I think we need to have respected politics all across, especially on the international arena. Uh-huh. We need to show that we can have good governance. We need to show as well that we are able to manage the government. It's not just about wanting to be in power. It's about having the repute of organizing yourself before you have even taken over the country. So I certainly do agree with that not knowing exactly how the factions are coming about, but we can only comment on what we are seeing at the moment. But that might not be the case at the same time. But all that I need to propose to is that we need to move away from a polarized type of politics that is there within Zimbabwe, whereby we are only just seeing CCC and ZANU-PF and not allowing third party entries like Forest Party that are capable economically, and they've got a very great understanding of how we can restructure our debt. It's got very good understanding of how we can mix with the international arena, especially when it comes to the economy. So all of that needs to be put across on the table so that we can both come up with a common framework that actually works for the country. Uh-huh. Not a political mindset, but an economic mindset is something that will create jobs for the people of Zimbabwe. It's something that will give us repute when it comes to the international arena. It's something that will attract investors. As we are moving right now, nobody wants to invest in Zimbabwe with the current political climate that we are actually exhibiting. It's showing benign politics. It's showing politics that is infantile, and we need to move away from that so that we we can be trusted, so that we can be respected on the international arena, and that can attract investment into the country.
Thank you there. Mr. Jokora, muri kunzwa zvataurwa navamavaza uyezve namai munyenziwa. Mungati chiine zvavari kutaura?
Unongonzwa vamavaza vachitaura obva wangoziva kuti uri kutaura nemutungamiriri asingahanya nevanhu. Uye zvinonzi zvinobva hove inotanga kuora kubva kumusoro, zvinobva kumukuru wacho, zvinobva kuna vamunangagwa vanenge vachifamba vachitaura kune vanhu kuti vanongopinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira kana vanongotaura zvisingadiwe nehurumende tinovaveza. Saka ukanzwa mukuru wenyika achidaro, unobva wangoziva kuti hapana kuremekedzana. Hakuna mukuru wenyika uyu haasi kuremekedza, kana kuti anozviti mukuru wenyika haasi kuremekedza vanhu vaanoti anotungamirira, haasi kuremekedza kodzero dzavo. Unobva wanzwa kana vamavaza vachitaura vachiti ivo there is no dialogue, there is no discussion that is going to take place. Hausiriwo hutungamiriri ihwohwo. Hutungamiriri hunoti unoita zvinodiwa nevanhu, unoita zvinoita kuti nyika ienderere mberi. Nyika iye zvino yakamira. Vamunangagwa navana vamavaza vakaramba vakaomesa musoro vachiti havasi kuda kutaura nevamwe kuti nyika ienderere mberi. Vana veZimbabwe vacharamba vachingotambura. Saka kutukirira kwavari kuita, this fighting that they are doing right now, the reckless pride that we are seeing being displayed by ZANU-PF and Dr. Mavaza and Emmerson Mnangagwa, it's not fighting Nelson Chamisa or the CCC people only. It's fighting every Zimbabwean, every son and daughter of Zimbabwe, because we all buy from the same shops. We all get in the queues when there is no fuel. We are all driving in the bad roads in Zimbabwe. So we are all suffering here. So the bottom line is we need to find each other. We need to sit down and discuss the way forward in our country and make sure that Zimbabwe is functioning. Right now, it's not functioning. And if we continue on that trajectory, no investor is going to come to Zimbabwe. No investor comes where there is blood in the streets. No investor comes where there is no law, where people are arrested arbitrarily and thrown in jail without trial. No investor wants to come to a country like that. So Dr. Mavaza and Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF need to reconsider, not for the sake of President Chamisa or CCC, but for the sake of the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there. What about your calls for fresh elections? Where does that stand with the report that came out of SADC now?
President Chamisa, you remember when he addressed the nation 2 days ago, the SADC report was not even there. Mm-hmm. But he was already talking, as he has always been. He was talking about dialogue. He was talking about Zimbabweans coming together. Yes, they label us as people who run out of the country to talk to other nations or other organizations. That's part of any country, because no country is an island. But we value what happens in Zimbabwe. We value the aspirations and how Zimbabweans want us to deal with the issues. That's the reason why you saw President Chamisa moving around the whole country, talking to people, consulting people. We listen more to the people of Zimbabwe than anyone else.
Thank you there. I'll come to you, Mr. Mavaza. Muri kunzwa zvataurwa navaJokora. Saka zvakamira sei? Ivo vari kuti bato ravo riri kuda kuti ritaurirane nebato renyu, imi muri kuti kwete. Poitwa sei apa?
VaJokora havanzwisise zvese nebato ravo. ZANU-PF ino kutaura nemapato ese anokwikwidza, kwete bato rimwe chete. CCC ine dambudziko rekufunga kuti ndiro rega bato rinokwikwidza muZimbabwe. Iko zvino hatichatoziva kuti vachamisa ndevebato ripi, nekuti vakadzingwa kuCCC yatinoziva. Saka hatichaziva kuti vari kubato ripi. Saka isu tiri kuti ngavagadzirise imba yavo, vagouya vakabatana, tigokurukura nevanhu vane musoro. Kwete munhu anongosimuka ongoti God is in it, iye asi bato ari kutaura. Uyezve chepiri, ndoda kuti tinzwisise kuti kana tichiti ngachitauriranei, kunonzi kutaura hakusi kungotaura naChamisa chete, kutaura navamonzora, kutaura naLinda Masarira, kutaura nemapato akasiyana-siyana, nevana veZimbabwe, nemaindependent vana Themba Mliswa, vese vanhu, vese vane chekuita nenyika yeZimbabwe, we talk to them on behalf of the people they represent. Saka hatisi kuda kungonzi titwe bullied in talking to one puppet party, you know, the TPC. Vanga vari kumhanya mhanya vachinyembera vana veZimbabwe pano pano paVOA vachiti hey, kuitwa re-elections, hey, muchaona tikuita GNU. Ndozvavanga vaenda kunonyeba kunze kwenyika uko, asi vadzoka miswe yava pakati pemakumbo sembwa yarwiswa mumunda. Vaakudzoka kuti aiwa ngataurirane, ehe ngataurirane, asi ngataurirane nepato rine musoro kuti nyika yeZimbabwe ifambe. Iko zvino izvi Chamisa paanga achitaura mazuva mairi apfuura dzokorada kukunyeberai, anzi tida kumhanya kuUnited Nations nekuti kusadhika ashayiswa zano. Aakuda kuenda kuUN, aakuda kuenda kuAU, aakuda kuenda kuEU. Vagara variyo honzeri dzedambudziko ropa revana veZimbabwe. Kutambura kwenyika yeZimbabwe kuri mumaoko eTPC. Nekuti iko zvino izvi musva 25 masvondo mairi ari kuuya, tiri kuti Africa yese kusangana neSADC iri kumira neZimbabwe kuti masanctions ngaaende. Imi muchaona kuti Dokora, Chamisa, TPC, hakuna kana mumwe chete achataura kuti masanctions aende. Saka mukaona zvakadai izvi zvinoratidza kuti aiwa tine dambudziko guru nevanozviti opposition. Murwisi wenyika yeZimbabwe, munhu anoda kurwisa nyika yedu, muhonzeri yedambudziko hatingati debura tingataure naye. Ngavatange vatinja maitiro avo, vaite sevanhu vane nyika yeZimbabwe pamwoyo pavo, vane vana veZimbabwe pamwoyo pavo, ndokutitaurirani. Hatingangotaurirana because vaona kuti hapasina kwekuenda. Variko vagara vari kuda kutaurirana nesu, variko mamwe mapato akasiyana-siyana. TPC harisi rorega bato rinopikisa. Apa vakabveka vatinyembera kuti hey, maMP edu achatiza achauya kuparamende. Nhasi anga ariko, makomiti aya vanga variko, nezuro vakanga variko. Saka kuda kungopa vana veZimbabwe BP, kuda kupa vana veZimbabwe chirwere chemwoyo nepfungwa, nekungoshushikana nenyaya isina musoro. Saka isu totaiwa vadzokora, tauriranai nevanhu venyu kuti kurai, nyika yeZimbabwe inovakwa nevene vayo, haipunzwe nevene vayo. Muridzi wenyika haipunzi nyika yake. Iko zvino zvamunangagwa vari kuedza nepavanogona kuvaka kuti nyika ibudirire. Chamisa ari kutera pasi kuti nyika iwire mugodhi. Apa Dzokora anongosimudza musoro kuti nyika iparare. Isu tiri kuti ngatitauriranei kuti tiwane way forward, kwete kutaurirana kufadza Chamisa. Chamisa haana chaari kupa. Kana biti akataura wani, kana makateerera audio tinogona kuiplaya pano, zvakanzi navabiti aiwa Chamisa achapera ega. Saka vanoziva mavari kuti Chamisa akupera. Saka vangosara Dzokora angobatirira payero yaChamisa. Vamwe vese vaakumutiza, vamwe vakatomudzinga. Saka muchaona futi zvo tichadzoka rimwe svondo pamutanga kuti Chamisa yazoita sei, asara ari ega.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let's give Mr. Dzokora a chance to respond before we wrap up with Ms. Munyenziwa. Go ahead, Mr. Dzokora. But please make it brief.
The gross misinformation. He is greatly misinforming people. Nobody fired President Chamisa. President Chamisa was never fired by anyone. President Chamisa will not be fired by anyone. He can only be fired by the citizens. You know, you cannot send people from your party to come and cause confusion in our party, and then you start coming here and informing the nation. And you are also lying that our members of parliament are back in parliament. They are not back in parliament. Honorable Chibaya was there to just deliver something. The senators, yes, but the members of parliament are not there. So please do not misinform the people. And as was said in that letter, in 14 days, if our members of parliament are not reinstated, then we are going to take other measures. It will have to be a political settlement. And you know what that means. So we are waiting for those 14 days, and whatever mistake Mudenda made, it must be corrected because
thank
our members...
Thank you there, Mr. Dzokora. Thank you very much. And also, Ms. Munyenziwa, thank you. Sorry we couldn't give you time to wrap it up. But that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.